pum 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 pum. Every day when you're walking down the street and you hear a groovy beat, someone's listening to In Transit. And I said, hey! What a wonderful kind of day. We can learn to work and play. And listen in to In Transit.
Transit.
You've got to listen to Nick, listen to me, listen to Ryan, but mostly to me. Get your friends and listen together. It'll make it much better. It's a simple system. Log on to Rare FM. Just listen now. And you'll be like a gem. And I said, hey, what a wonderful kind of day.
Hey,
we can learn to work and play.
Hey,
and listen in to In Transit.
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 Listen, hey,
Rappakini. Rappakini. Show. I like that. A bit more freestyle than usual.
You went off beat.
I'm sorry.
It's a reggae beat. You got it wrong.
I'm sorry. Okay. We've got two guests in the studio today. Both have been in previously. Firstly, let's introduce my brother, Ryan.
Yo.
Hello, Ryan.
Check one, two.
Last time you came on, you didn't tell us an interesting fact, so give us one now.
My bad. One time on Football Manager, I reached the age of 100 years old. That's probably one of my greatest feats ever in my life.
Wow. Well, Nick, I don't know why you're laughing, seeing as all you've been doing for the last 2 weeks is playing games like Rome Total War and stuff like that.
No, I've been going out and then getting drunk playing games.
It's a new kind of drinking.
Fuck, I forgot to turn your mic on until now. Now it's on. Now people can hear you. What were you saying?
I was just saying that it's a new drinking game we've invented where you drink whilst playing video games.
Wow, that's really sad.
It's powerful.
I'm pretty sure someone invented that before you.
Yeah.
Who?
Me.
Yeah.
I played it while doing Pro Evo.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get off this geekiness. Ryan, you've got a song for us?
Yeah, how do I, like, cue it up and all that nonsense? We don't want that song.
What's that?
People who normally listen to the download will realise we're much rustier live. You take the case off.
I gotta take the case off my iPod.
That song was that I started with.
Oh, my phone is ringing.
Stop talking about your phone. Yeah. This Tornado Loves You by Nico Case. Today I'm picking all my favourite tracks, all my favourite releases from March 2009. That track comes from Middle Cyclone, which is amazing. Anyway, what have you got for us, man?
What volume should I have my iPod at?
Full volume.
Full volume. Alright, well, I'm gonna kick it off with a Blinder today.
Yeah.
A little album from 2001, I believe.
Yeah.
Two Sides, Two Da Book.
Oh, no.
Opening track, Where Fuji's At. It's a good question. Where are the Fuji's nowadays? I'll let you think about that. Maybe email us in after the song. Anyway, it's Wyclef Jean, Where Fuji's At.
Fuji that, where Fuji at? I need Fuji spit up on this
track. Lauren, if you're listening. Rise, if you're listening. Give me a call, I'm in the lab, in the Booker basement. Y'all know my style, I'm still mini money, mini, mini. It ain't all about the money. We used to rap, now y'all wanna come and get me with a bat? Y'all must be smoking crack with Pookie from New Jack. How quick y'all forget? I'm the reason y'all MC, but y'all flip like Pharisees and charge me for blasphemy. You know who you are, 8-bar superstar, Ferrari cars, buy up the bars with the credit cards. You wanna impress some young chick you just met? First thing she say, hey, you used to roll with Wyclef. Look surprised, see your flesh outside your vest. Yeah, you can fight in the WWF. Cause in this arena ain't nothing but gladiators and haters hoping they kill me and Roman feed me to the tigers. Oh Lord, protect me from the devil. They open the book of life, y'all reading like the Antichrist, you're wicked. Stop lying to the public. You wanted it so bad that you took all the production credit. Some MCs in the underground mad at me cause I'm above ground, counting English pounds. I tell you what, success don't come overnight. I was in Noah's Ark for 40 days and 40 nights, contemplating what should I write, what should I recite. Cause ain't nobody here but thugs and chicks with eyes. That's when I daydream into the twilight. Girls with they man screaming I like. Baby girl, look in the opposite direction. Cause my class is the Miss Edger. All I hear is Fuji this, Fuji that. Where Fuji at? I need Fuji to spit up on this track. Lauren, if you're listening. Prize, if you're listening. Give me a call, I'm in the lab, in the Booker basement. Y'all know my style. I'm still mini money, mini, mini. It ain't all about the money.
Can you reintroduce that song for us, Ryan?
That was Where Fuji's At by Wyclef Jean.
Wow. I'm not so keen on that.
Well,
me neither.
Well, that was wicked, man.
So, Wyclef obviously calling out to try and get his Fuji's back together. Would you want to get...
Fuji's, yeah.
Would you want the Fuji's to get back together?
Yes and no. I think Wyclef Jean as a single act is just as good as the Fugees together, plus apparently Lauryn Hill is a bit of a douchebag as well. And that other guy, no one knows that guy, he was just like standing in the back, he was pretty token.
Pretty token. Okay, if you could have any band get back together, who would it be, Nick?
Oh, interview. Fuck. Come back to me.
Okay, Ryan, you got any ideas?
Well, for me, it would have to be something corporate.
Something corporate?
Yes.
But that on it together is Jack's Mannequin now.
Yeah, but something corporate, just so that I could see the look on Charlie's face.
Okay.
My friend Charlie, because he would probably cry, and that would be worth $1 million to me.
Really? That's yeah. Pretty good. Have you thought of anything yet, Nick? No. For me, it would be Pavement. That'd be awesome.
I was gonna say the only band I wanted to get back together got back together a few years ago. So
who's that?
Madness, back in the old days.
Madness.
Oh no! It'd have to be Dexy's Midnight Runners for me.
Midnight Runners.
I would pay £100 just to see Come On Eileen live.
Wow. Okay. And just a few complaints about the sound of my mic. They hooked up some really random cruddy mic. I don't know why. Last week we came in. And they were all new, and now they've all gone back to really...
Shite.
Mixed. Well, Nick's still got quite a new one. Ryan's got an old one, and I've got a really random one that doesn't even look like a proper mic.
It is a mic. It's a directional mic.
Wow, that's really good.
It's good for drum kits.
It's good for speaking into, yeah. Okay, Nick, you've got a song for us?
Yeah, I'm going to have Calm Like You by Last of Shadow Prototypes, because I think this week my theme's going to be songs with big production scores.
Oh, really?
Bit of extra value to it. I don't know, yeah. Really into the big music at the moment. Okay. Too much stuff going on in the background.
I saw Last Shadow Puppets live at Reading. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's big music, but I don't know, it's a bit pretentious. Just a little.
Really? Anyway, here we go. This is Calm Like You.
craving heartbreak while you're making your demands. Oh, he was young.
Sorry for the lack of technical expertise that's being shown today, but usually Desal or Ollie or someone's here to help me out, but I'm trying to do it all on my own. I'm a one-man machine.
Skeleton crew.
I used to be stage crew.
Well, why don't you know any of this stuff then?
Because that was like lighting. I was lighting, man. I wasn't sound.
Fair enough. Yeah. Why did you even drop that in there?
Well, I don't know. I was just saying, if you want me to set up some crazy pyrotechnics in the studio, just let me know.
Okay.
Pyrotechnics? Yeah. You study architecture?
Yeah, pyrotechnics.
Oh, I know what we need to talk about.
What?
About chemistry in action.
Chemistry.
Yeah, go for it. Explain to you.
Wow. Desal, Rob, I,
and Chris
have been doing our own personal Come Dine With Me, where it's all about one-upmanship every week. And the standards, I don't know, I could draw a peak of it. It started quite high, dropped a little. And then it rocketed up when I did it, and we have yet to see Desal beat it.
Do you want to explain what you served this week that absolutely caned everyone else?
But I caned everyone by serving ice cream made at the table using dry ice, thanks to the chemistry department.
I saw the pictures. I was quite impressed.
Videos are on Facebook if anyone is my friend.
I didn't think it was edible.
It was really edible.
Really?
Yeah, really edible.
What is dry ice?
It's just carbon dioxide that's solid.
Yeah, and when mixed into the ice cream, there were little fizzy bits. It's awesome.
It was like a fizzy ice cream.
You got so much that we just messed around with it for hours, putting it into the sink and
toilets,
and into all our drinks. If you don't know, when you put dry ice in water, it produces a white gas.
Yeah,
it doesn't kill you though.
No. Yeah,
and
like
it's awesome.
Like scary. Look.
Scary.
Yeah, like cauldron type effect.
Oh, yes, yeah, cauldron
bubble
effect.
Bubble, toil and trouble, all that stuff.
Magician effects.
Yeah. Yeah.
Smoke machines.
Yeah.
Facts.
Alright. Well, they don't have dry ice in Africa.
But, no.
The next band that I've chosen is an African band called Staffbender Bilili.
Oh, I heard about these guys.
Yeah, I wrote about them a bit on the blog. Their album came out this month. They're a group of crippled people from Togo? I think they're from Togo. No, Congo. No, something like that. And they make amazing music. And you can hear it for yourself right now. This is Je T'aime. that's radical. Okay, let's talk about something normal. We said before they don't have much dry ice in Africa, but what they do have is a lot of birds. Stay with me here.
This is not really a normal topic.
And stay with me. It's normal for In Transit. We're off the wall, but we're not racist.
Yeah.
We're not. Someone is.
Yeah. I'm not racist, okay?
Yeah, it was all right for Borat to say it to millions of people around the world. It's all right for Ryan to say it to 10 people in their living room.
Exactly.
Morally justified?
Maybe. Exactly. Anyway, back to birds. One of the first times Ryan met Nick, we set Nick the challenge. Nick claims that he can make a nest like a bird just using his mouth.
Definitely.
This is preposterous.
It's not preposterous.
I remember it like it was yesterday. He was like, oh, what's the big deal with birds and making nests? I could do it easily just using my mouth. He was like, oh, give me some Yoohoo glue and some straws and I bet you 60 quid I can do it. So the challenge is on.
After exams, we're going to set it up in the middle of the quad and you're going to try and build a nest. You still want to do it out of straws?
Yeah. Why not?
Because sticks are a lot more frictiony. Straws will just slip off each other.
But we'll have Yoohoo as well.
Yeah,
I don't know how accurate he's going to be with Yoohoo using his mouth.
Really accurate? I've got really good vision. I can see like all the end of my nose.
I think you're going to need to study birds for a long time.
Study birds. I'm going to go watch.
Forget revising about chemistry. You've got to revise about nest building.
Yeah,
I'm going to get good at it. I'm going to get Guinness Book of Records. We can ring someone up and get them to come. Be the first man to build a nest using just his mouth.
I'm pretty sure probably someone's already done it. You could build the biggest nest, biggest man-made nest, using only a mouth, maybe.
I don't think anyone's ever done it just using their mouth, because it's the stupidest idea I've ever heard in my life.
Well, yeah.
It's not the stupidest idea you've ever heard. If I said to you I was going to cycle across Niagara Falls...
Okay, well, now you're just going out of your way to be stupid, but this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard someone being serious about.
Probably the second stupidest idea I've ever heard.
What was the first?
First being that time when we were sitting in the kitchen and you thought it'd be a great idea to try and throw a bowl into the sink from across the other side of the kitchen.
Yeah.
You're like, I can't. You ate your cereal, you're like, I can't be bothered to get up and put it in the sink. All right, and do you reckon I could throw it into the sink from here? Almighty toss, frisbeed it. It was a pretty good throw, to be fair. Nice arc on it. Just like hit
dipping,
the tap.
It was
and just,
dipping into the sink.
It just exploded everywhere, and you were just like, oh shit, what the hell was I thinking? And
well,
I was just
I
like,
know.
You are
Beforehand,
the biggest idiot.
I never
idiot.
Actually thought that bowls were that breakable.
They're called ceramics.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Exactly. Anyway, we mentioned revision before, and now we're almost into the period of revision, and exams coming up, but we've got a message for you. And that is, don't worry about a thing, isn't it, Ryan?
That wasn't the link I was going to use.
Oh, use your own link then.
Well, I was going to say that this challenge of Nick's is certainly makes you wonder about certain things. And someone else that makes you wonder because he's wondrous is Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming. Okay, this is Don't Worry About a Thing by Stevie Wonder.
Yay.
Don't you worry about a thing, mama. you worry about it.
I'm really sorry about my mic, I know it's crud. I don't know. That was a quick mic check on there.
Quick mic check.
So that was Stevie Wonder, thank you for that. And
Stevie.
As you're saying things of wonder, another thing of wonder came out this week, and that's the trailer for Where the Wild Things Are.
Looks right. Amazing.
What?
It's been made for 2 years, hasn't it? But they've been re-editing it, because it's too scary.
Spike Jonze has edited it, has directed it, and he pretty much... Where the Wild Things Are was a classic children's story, but if they put that version onto the big screen, it would probably last about 10 minutes. Maybe.
There's only 10 sentences in the book.
Yeah.
What happens in it?
Kid goes into a magical world with lots of big monsters, but they're friendly.
Because his mum won't give him supper, that's why he goes to the magical world.
Yeah. Oh.
But this one looks a lot more scary, and apparently it's been made for like almost 2 years, and in the previous screenings they showed the children, loads of them ran out crying and stuff.
What?
E.T. made me cry, but I still had to watch that.
Sounds horrible.
Spielberg didn't change it.
But it looks absolutely incredible. The trailer's out on YouTube. In fact, I kind of sort of know the guy who put it on YouTube, and it got to 7th most played video on YouTube on the day it was born. How amazing is that?
That's about amazing as us being on radio.
Okay, I got even more. I got even more amazing facts about someone I know.
Who?
A friend of mine, Sean, on Facebook. I've never actually known in real life.
Is this American Sean?
Yeah.
130 BPM guy. Big up.
Yeah. He writes for 130 BPM, but yesterday he was at a wedding and he did sound for Stevie Wonder.
Wow.
Okay, is that more amazing?
That's more amazing.
That's majorly amazing.
Wait, have you got amazing friend stories? We're going to go on amazing friend story. We're going to go off
have
on
you
one.
Got one?
My dad's friend who became a lawyer, he now works in America doing commercial law, working for people like Ozzy Osbourne doing copyright claimants. And once he went to his house party, he said, thanks for working for me, and saw half his house get burned down. That's pretty good.
That
connection.
Pretty good. We're like little kids in the playground going, oh, well, I know this guy. And my friend of a friend of a friend.
My dad has more money than you, and he's got two cars. You've only got one.
My dad knows Mickey Mouse.
My dad is Mickey Mouse. Fuck off.
Okay. Speaking of weird and wonderful things, like where the wild things are, we need dreams for dream analysis. Ryan is going to dream analyze
today. I'm a professional dream analyzer now. Giselle has passed on all his knowledge to me. And I've met the head of the institute, Mr. Carl Bartley.
What about Freud?
Official Freud's dead. Dream analyzer.
I bet he wrote a book about dreams.
So send in your dreams to studio@rarefm.co.uk or go to the Rare FM website and leave a message in the little message box in the top right.
Make it challenging.
Or send your message plus rare to 6300. Okay.
Also, can you email us in if you can hear me eating raisins? Because I'm not sure.
Just stop eating raisins.
It's so good.
Nick drinking, look.
Just drinking Jack Daniels.
I don't know why we're confessing this on the air when it's completely not allowed in the studio.
Is it not? Outside in the foyer.
Oh, yeah, you did.
But they're just so Moorish.
Okay, be quiet.
But yeah, the next song is.
Where the Wild Things Are trailer has Wake Up by Arcade Fire on it, but. It's a new version. A whole new version. Unfortunately, we don't have that version yet, so we're just going to play the old version.
But the new version is amazing, and on the trailer.
Yeah, so check out both.
It's wicked. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
that was Arcade Fire. God, this show is going so bad technically.
Yum, yum, yum.
Stop eating in the mic or making eating noises. Okay, let's discuss Twitter. Something that I wasn't so keen on a week ago, but I'm absolutely addicted to now, and I have access to 4 different accounts. If you don't know, Twitter is microblogging. You send in a message the length of a text. You can send in by text, iPhone, whatever. Type it in. And there's loads of famous people on there.
What is microblogging?
It's just like you write a little message about. It's basically like updating your status on Facebook. It's
really basically, people are really sad and have nothing better to do. Wake up and go, I just woke up today. And then they get out of the shower and they go, I just got out of the shower. And then they walk down the street, I throw a penny on the floor. And that's their life now, immortalised on the internet forever.
Yeah, that is kind of true. But it's really addictive.
Sounds wicked. So Stephen Fry is on there.
Yeah, and he updates like every 5 minutes.
Is he wicked, though?
I don't know. I followed him for like 5 minutes and then he was updating too
much. What do you mean you followed him?
If you follow them, then you get their updates.
Oh, wicked. Yeah. Why didn't you follow him? For longer.
He was updating way too much and it pissed me off, so I got rid of him.
Take that for a lesson, Stephen Fry. Stop updating.
Yeah. Bloody Fry.
Apparently one time he got stuck in a lift in Centrepoint and he was just Twittering the whole time while he was in there.
That's cool. Centrepoint. Yeah. Just down the road.
Just down the road.
Big up.
Anyway, that's enough about Twitter. Microblogging, micro segment. Let's get on to another song. My next song is by Marissa Nadler.
Who?
Marissa Nadler.
Who's that?
Female singer-songwriter. Her new album is called Little Hells, and this is Mary Comes Alive.
Wicked.
the haunting Mostyn Adler, Mary Comes Alive.
I wouldn't really say haunting, more boring.
Yeah, she was unimaginatively uninspired.
Okay, it's a headphones album, we were listening on speakers.
Yeah.
A headphones album? What does that mean? So no one else knows you listen to it because it's no, rubbish?
No, because there's certain albums you've got to listen to on headphones for it to get the full effect.
So would you see her live?
Possibly. She's playing in May or April. I don't know if I can bother. That's like her fourth album. It's the first one I've ever bothered to check out because I've heard good things. I quite like it. I think it's amazing.
But, snooze.
It's quite nice.
Anyway. I was just saying to Robbie, I forgot to mention before, but I read in the paper this week, I didn't actually read it, I only saw the headline. I didn't think it was particularly interesting. It said, Twitter to be taught in schools.
Yeah, and I've just looked up on that, and apparently it's true. From next year or the year after, they're going to start teaching how to use Twitter and how to use Wikipedia in school.
Is this part of IT?
Yeah.
All IT courses are a joke. Remember the exam? It was just like,
oh, no, this is
circle
this
the is cut button, stuff like that. They're never going to go beyond simple-minded, menial tasks that anyone can do anyway.
This is for people in primary school. It says, under the leaked plans, children leaving primary school at 11 should be familiar with blogging, podcasts, Wikipedia, and Twitter as sources of information and forms of communication.
What do they gain by learning Twitter, though?
What do they need a blog for? What's an 11-year-old going to blog about?
Yeah, and like, how can they not know how to use Wikipedia? You just type something in and read.
I think, to be honest, it may be dangerous because it might introduce paedophilia onto the internet in a bit greater sense.
Okay.
I think
twittering and following small children, that's not a very good sign.
I think
I'm at the playground.
Think.
You don't want them twittering about that. Some weirdo might be like, oh, they're at the playground. I'll put my bag of Haribo down, my big trench coat. See, slippery slope. Kids should be banned from the internet.
I agree.
Okay, on a lighter note, I found a really cool Wikipedia page yesterday that you should check out. Common misconceptions. Type that in. And it's like loads of facts that people think are facts but are actually wrong.
So oh, really?
It's basically QI.
Basically, yeah.
Wicked. Can we check it out? We can
check it out during the next song.
Common misconceptions.
Still looking for a dream, otherwise Nick's got a crazy dream for
us. Yeah, we need a dream, man.
Studio at rarefm.co.uk or send a message to the website.
You can make it up if you want.
No, don't wake it up. Give us your opinion on kids being taught Twitter and blogging and stuff like that.
I hope DeSala's listening so I can school him on how to analyse dreams.
Okay. You've got a song for us now, Ryan?
Yeah, I have. It's another classic. I'm going for the classics today. It's by Alien Ant Farm. It's called Movies. It's awesome. Check out the video. It's wicked. Change.
I feel 12 again.
Movies.
I love that song.
I don't know if either of you listened last week. Did either of you?
No, I had better things to do.
Nope. There's millions of fans out there who would kill for this opportunity, and I'm stuck in here with two filler fans.
Well, I'm not a filler fan. I've been listening. I just, you know, I was busy last week.
Okay,
so.
Anyway, the point was, last week we discovered that we had a celebrity listening to the show.
Who?
Me.
Metal Chef.
Who the hell is Metal Chef?
He's a YouTube phenomenon. Look him up, Metal Chef.
And he actually listened to your show?
Yeah.
Did he?
He's friends with our guest presenter from last week.
Did he like it?
Yes. Anyway.
What does he do? What's this Metal Chefery?
He dresses up as like a goth and he does a cooking program on the
Sick.
Internet.
That's like the retard cooking show. Howard Kalin show.
Yeah, yeah.
Today we're gonna cook chicken.
Yeah.
And then he microwaves everything.
Sounds like most restaurants.
Anyway, the point about Metal Chef was he was the first celebrity, but we found out this week that we've got another celebrity listener and he sent in a message for us.
Oh.
Guess who it is?
Is it Ollie?
No. Stephen
Fry.
A real celebrity.
A real Stephen Fry?
No.
Wait.
Ben Stiller.
Okay, you're not going to guess it. It's only bloody Rorschach back from the dead, now that I'm giving away the end of the film.
Rorschach?
Rorschach from Watchmen.
He's listening?
Yeah. Are you ready? He's sending a message. Are you ready?
For real, yeah.
Check it out.
Rorschach's Journal. March 29th, 2009. Tuned into In Transit on Rare FM.
Oh, can't keep that up, dears. Hi, I'm Rorschach. This is my real voice. And I just wanted to say, I love the show. I love the combination of witty student banter and indie music. I think it's wonderful. It's the high point of my week. So yeah, do tune in. Must be off now. I've got to pick up my mask from Maureen at the Laundrette at 3. Ta-ra. Ta-ra, dears. Bye.
How awesome was that?
That was genuinely incredible.
Rorschach himself, back from the dead. Now I'm giving away the end of the film.
That was actually amazing.
Or the novel.
Or the novel, yeah. Have you finished it yet?
Yeah, I finished it last night. Oh my God. Why do we even bother seeing the film? Why do not just have that like put on a moving kind of screen? It's so much better.
I think they have made a cartoon version of it, actually.
What, of Watchmen?
Yeah.
Are you sure that's not just a piss take on Newgrounds?
No, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I'll have a look at that. What did you think of the ending of the novel versus the ending of the film?
Oh, the novel ending was twice... Oh... I don't know. The film ending's quite good. It's quite new. I quite like the new film ending. Yeah. But at the same time, it's just because it was a bit too fantastical in comparison to the rest of the fiction.
It was more lovely than amazing, I would say. That would be my wording.
Okay. Yeah. The ending of the film was amazing and epic. But the ending of the novel was like kind of lovely. Like, that's nice. It's a nice note to end on.
Yeah.
Apart from my favourite character did snuff it.
Yeah, that's true.
But he's sending a message to us.
Obviously, he reassembled himself.
So where is Rorschach from? What region?
I don't know, Barnsley or something? Who knows?
Barnsley?
Can I just say a big hello to Maureen as well?
Okay.
Thanks for listening, Maureen.
Nick, you've got a song for us?
Yeah, I've run out of big orchestral pieces, but this song is pretty... epic sounding, I'd say. I just remember it from Reading several years ago when the Killers played. Everyone was screaming their head off to it and singing along. So it's the Killers and Glamorous Indie Rock and Roll. Classic song.
Glamorous Indie Rock and Roll is what I want. It's in my soul. We'll be right back.
It's indie rock and roll for me.
The Killers, back when they were young, not when they were young.
When they released an album where all the songs were sold as singles in different countries, because it was the most amazing album for a long time.
Yeah, that is a fact. Every single album...
Every single song on that album.
...was released as a single somewhere.
Really?
I can tell the difference now. When
that's like Moby, Play, every song on that album was used on television, yep. In an advert.
Or on TV.
Or on TV, yeah. Or, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, but bad thing that the Killers have done recently is this cover of Bright Eyes, Four Winds. Either of you heard it?
I haven't heard it.
No.
I'm a big fan.
You showed me it, but I can't remember hearing it.
The original is Bright Eyes.
Yeah, check it out.
Which is awesome.
It's
alright. I was getting into that.
Okay, now listen to the verse.
The original is much better, obviously.
Yeah, that was quite piss poor.
They're like some kind of homoerotic German band. German techno band now. I don't get them anymore. What happened to the guitars? It's all synths with these people. And what's with the Tash look as well?
They just look like My Name Is Earl, don't they? Back in the days.
Yeah, the drummer especially.
Okay. Continuing with the theme of things that are disappointing, this week I went to see Animal Collective. Oh yeah, this is the show about bands on the move, either moving up in my studio or in the move physically on tour. Look how quick I got that out this time.
Yeah, you've been practicing.
Big time. Anyway, I went to see Animal Collective at the Forum with DeSalle. Unfortunately, DeSalle's not here. I remember one of the times I went to a gig with DeSalle with Ryan Adams. He wasn't on the show the week after either to discuss it with me, and you were there to replace him.
Oh really?
It's weird how history repeats itself like that.
Very.
Anyway, Animal Collective at the Forum. Pretty underwhelming for me. I just think they rely way too much on electronics. I think the only live instruments they actually had on the stage was one guitar and a cymbal and maybe a floor tom. And the rest is all electronics. And
what, like Mac laptops, press play, play along?
Yeah, literally. One of the best songs from the album, Summertime Clothes, it sounded great live, but it was basically just them singing along to a backing track, and I was just completely underwhelmed.
Like a boy band.
Yeah.
Did Dent May support?
Yeah, Dent May supported him. He was amazing.
I love Dent May. Can we play some Dent May?
You can choose some to hear next song.
I love Dent May. It's wicked. He reminds me of a young Stephen Fry.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay. Scintillating.
Yeah.
Yeah. And other problems. Just at times they went off on random. They did. I think I quite like is they link every song together, so there's never any gaps between. There's no silence. Actually, there's one bit of silence where he chucked a chocolate bunny into the crowd. But other than that, the whole time it was just music. And some bits were just way too, like, I'm disappearing up my own arse, listening to these bleeps and bloops and stuff. But having said that, they played Fireworks and Brothersport back to back, and that was really, really good. And if they'd kept up that brilliance all night, then it would have been one of the best gigs I've ever seen instead of one of the worst. But
shame.
I'm not going to play Animal Collective yet because I'm going to play them last.
Personally, I feel that they've lost their touch since their most recent album. They used to be a cool band to follow, but now they're not a cool band.
No, stop it. Stop doing that. You don't even like any of their albums.
They've gone way too public now.
Stop doing that. Okay, but instead of playing Animal Collective at the moment, I'm playing them later, I'm going to play my last pick of favourite albums from March, and that's Yeah, it's Blitz.
I thought that came out in February.
No, it's supposed to come out in April, but they brought the release date forward because it leaked so early. It's out officially tomorrow.
It's worth checking out the album cover as well.
Yeah, the album cover's amazing. This is Dull Life. Tell me what you think. Life by the AAS. Okay, we might not have Dasal here today, but that doesn't mean we can't analyze dreams.
Right, sure.
Here. Are you ready for it, Ryan?
I'm always ready. Bring it on. Ryan.
That was awesome.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so we've got a dream here from Miss G. Cranwell of Faversham.
Good morning, Georgia.
How do you know her name's Georgia?
Sit down on the red couch for me, please.
Red. Okay. Here we go. I had a dream that Ryan, that's you.
That's me.
Was meant to come to my final assembly, and then he did, but I had to sneak him in, and it was in a field. I don't understand how you sneak someone in when it's in a field, when it's surely outdoors.
Good question.
Anyway, bodyguards, like a festival?
Oh, good point. And then we were meant to get on a train to the harbour with some old women, but with cheese stopped us. But no, we were meant to get on a train to the harbour, but some old women with cheese stopped us on the staircase in the school, trying to make us eat the cheese, so we missed our train. And then we missed our boat, so we got to the harbour and found a raft and tried to catch up with the ferry. But these Chinese people got on the raft with us. Then Ryan pushed them off and we got onto the ferry and there was bunk beds everywhere.
Well, that's quite easy to read through. Firstly, that was a cheese dream. Someone consumed a large amount of cheese before they left.
Yeah, cheese makes you dream.
Little do you know, Georgia does not eat cheese.
Oh.
Exactly.
Insider info.
And secondly, someone's worried that their boyfriend is slightly racist, pushing Chinese people off a boat.
I was going to say that, but I resent that fact. I repeat, I am not racist, especially not to Asian people. I love Asian people.
Okay, so analyse the dream then.
Okay, well, it's clear to me that there is a lot of anxiety about your school life at the moment. You want to be freed from the walls of your school, hence the reason why your assembly hall was a field, like a festival. And then the whole getting away on a boat thing means that you want to travel the far seas and get away from cheese because you don't like cheese.
Is that it?
So what I would prescribe to you is to eat some grapes.
And 2 grams of lithium.
Yeah, and that one.
All right,
and finally, you're a weirdo.
Thank you, Ryan.
Not really. What's going on?
Ryan.
Ryan.
Excellent.
That's terrible. Yeah.
Ryan, you got a song for us?
Yeah, I do. We were just talking about him. It's him or a band?
It's him.
Him. That's not his real name, Dent. D-E-N-T.
I don't know.
What's that short for?
Denton.
Provident.
Denton.
Anyway, Dent May supported the Animal Collective. And
yeah.
This is...
This is Meet Me in the Garden. It's a good song.
And he plays all his songs on ukulele, and he's amazing.
Yeah, he's awesome. Young Stephen Fry.
Here we go.
Go.
Caroline, Howdy.
Gent May, who was not disappointing, unlike Animal Collective. Okay, so we're coming to the end of the show, and now we must do the obligatory what are you doing over the Easter holidays discussion. So, who wants to answer first?
I don't really want to talk about it, because it's depressing. Well, no. I'm going to Barcelona next weekend.
It's going
to
be awesome.
Which will be nice. I spoke to my head tutor, Patrick Weber. Big up, Patrick Weber.
Yeah.
About...
Wait, stop. I must, at this point, give a few shout-outs that I always forget. Katie Rose, Zoe R.
Zoe R is listening.
I don't know, they might be, but they always complain that I don't shout them out. And they're right, because I always mention Chris and DeSalle, and I always forget to mention them.
Oh, big up, Chris Ambrose.
Anyway, carry on. Going to
I spoke to my main man, Patrick Weber. He recommended me some must-go-to places, probably quite obscure architecturally. One of them's a changing room.
Right. He said, you're going to roam the streets together and leave mum and dad to do all the mainstream stuff.
Male or female changing room?
I don't know. He said it was for swimmers or something. And he said that they flood the changing room with, 2 inches of water for some reason. I don't know why. But sounds cool.
So you can't ever get your socks off.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and then, apart from that, I'm just working. I don't really get a holiday. Day one of architecture was... you don't really get holidays here. There's just periods of time where you work at home rather than in the studio. That's what they told us.
Nice.
So anyone who's thinking about doing architecture, think twice.
Right.
Then think again.
Yeah.
No.
To be honest, I'll probably go home next week, get very drunk, get over getting very drunk, and then revise, and go to the gym, join the gym, become healthy for the exams. And then, Camden Crawl to look forward to, actually,
yeah,
on the
23rd,
24th, which should be epic again. 40 venues, 200 bands, 2 days, lots of drinking, and that'll be my pre-exam drinking session.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
And then, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to Barcelona with Ryan, I'm going to Chemical with Nick, and I'm going to see David Byrne with our friend David.
The D-Man.
Yep. And, that's my Easter. Nick, you got a song for us?
Rob's a genius. Rob surreptitiously stole my iPod and put a load of songs onto it. And I had it on a shuffle, and I heard Sufjan Stevens, who is an amazing American artist.
He's good.
One of the things he's done, well, he's planning to do, is write a song, well, and a whole album about every state in America.
He's only done
Michigan and Illinois.
4 years since he wrote out an album.
So. I don't think he's going to be able to hack it. And what the hell is he going to write about, Ohio, apart from, potato growing?
It's Idaho.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
There's loads of famous people on Illinois. He's got a song about the murderer.
Yeah,
John Wayne Macy Jr.
Yeah, that
who
was really
killed 33 boys and hid them under his floorboards.
Yeah, I read about that. That was dark, man.
That was dark. That was a dark song.
We haven't chosen the dark song for us. What have you chosen?
I've chosen Chicago. I think that's dark probably blue, would be said to be a single from that album.
Yeah,
I don't know if he released it as a single, but
I have no idea.
But you know, people like Snow Patrol's ex girlfriend, she loved it. Everyone loves this song. It's quite big, quite nice sounding, quite orchestral, so to speak, but it's not traditional instruments.
Where is it?
Here we go, this is Chicago.
Oh, wicked.
We'll be right back.
slept in parking lots. I don't mind, I don't mind. I was in love with the place. In my mind, in my mind. I made a lot of mistakes. In my mind, in my mind.
You came to take us. All things go to recreate us. All things grow, we have our mindset. All things go, you have to find it. All things go, friend. It was for freedom from myself and from the land. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes.
You came to take us. All things go. All things go to recreate us. All things grow, all things grow. We had a mindset. All things know, you had to find it. All things go.
We're running out of time. Lovely choice there, Nick. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
And we come to the end of the show. Thanks for coming in, guys.
It's flown by.
It's been a sketchy one.
Well, that's always better.
Yeah.
Spontaneity.
Sketchy and skewed, like an Albert Giacometti drawing.
Yeah, slightly racist, like America.
Slightly obscure with Albert Giacometti.
Yeah, well, you know.
And I think this show was everything today.
Yep.
Everything. Okay, any final shout-outs before we go? Shout-out to Maureen again, because I don't think she heard it.
Shout-out to Gia for sending her dream. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got a shout-out to Martin Luther King.
Big up Martin Luther King.
Keeping the spirit alive.
Okay. I have a dream.
What's that?
to go get some lunch, because I'm pretty hungry. What are we going to do for lunch?
Let's not talk about that on the air.
Where can I get a hot dog?
We'll find. That's funny you should say that.
Oh, let's get the really nice Hertz hot dogs from Sainsbury's.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay.
Hot dogs.
We'll see you. Let's do gammon.
Ollie might be back or not. Desal will definitely be back.
Rotisserie chicken.
Bye, Jolly. Oh, is Ollie coming back?
We don't know.
He better be back. We need that touch of class that Ollie brings.
Weird about it.
Ollie, I plea.
So yeah, let's start a new
Facebook group.
New petition on the Facebook group about getting him back again, because I deleted the first one. But yeah. Make a new one and we make it really long.
Well, if he doesn't come back, I'm not coming back.
Well, I don't want.
Actually, I think ironically, if he doesn't come back, you might be coming back.
Well, yeah, that's true.
No, we'll get Nick over you. He's better.
Oh, cheers.
And he's not racist.
Yeah. I'm not racist.
Okay. As I said before, I'm finishing with Animal Collective. This song is just pure bliss, and they nailed it live, so I was happy for that, which made it worthwhile going.
God, Animal Collective.
See you in 4 weeks.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Feels. Thank you.